J'ai tendu des cordes, une émission de Gab Faure pour Radio Crazy Braze, à la rencontre des musiciens du Centre-Bretagne. Aujourd'hui, je vous propose de rencontrer Brenton Ring, joueur de Yulen Pipe irlandais, installé en Bretagne depuis peu. Comme il ne parle qu'anglais, la suite se fera en anglais. If you are into Irish trad music, then you have to know about Brenton Ring. He's a Yulen Pipe master, as well as a harp player. He's also a pipe maker and a tune composer. Many of his tunes that he composed during the 90s are nowadays played all around the world in sessions and are very often considered as part of the traditional repertoire. He and his wife Michelle recently moved to central Brittany. That's where I met him.
Right now, we are in the back room of probably the best Irish pub in the world. And it's called Tea Divines. And it's all the furniture and the wood and everything has all been brought from Ireland. And it's just like the old Irish pubs used to be. And it's got roaring fires and it's full of musicians all the time. And it's a really great place. Brenton Ring is my name. Yes, it's a name from the Cork-Kerry border, which is where my Irish family come from. So I was brought up in England, but I was brought up culturally Irish. So really, in England, the English thought we were Irish. But when we came home, the Irish thought we were English. So there was always a sense of I'm between these two places in my own place, which is not quite there, you know. I started to play music when I was 11. I didn't want to. It was just at school, and we had to learn the recorder. And I thought recorders were for girls. This was girl thing. You know, I'm not doing this shit. And so our music teacher was an Irish nun called Sister Raphael. And she was like an Irish angel. You know, she was really beautiful and she had this amazing voice and she played the guitar. But she was the scariest person I've ever met. Only Irish nuns can be this scary. And she heard me saying, like, I didn't want to play music, it's for girls. And she took me aside and she killed me. She screamed at me. She terrified me. And I was 11, I was small. And I was so scared, I went home and I learnt to play the recorder in one night. Seriously, the next day I could play it. I was that scared, I could play it. And then I went, oh, hang on, this is actually pretty okay. I'm pretty good at this. And then my dad's friend, who was a Scottish man, gave me a record of the Piper Finbar Fury. And I just played it to death. As soon as I heard Finbar Fury playing the pipes, I was just like, I have to play this. This is it, you know? And at that stage as well, excuse me, a priest came to our parish, but this priest could play the fiddle. And he was mad about the pipes. And he had a huge collection of records of all the old musicians. And he had the famous book, O'Neill's 1001 Irish Tunes. So I used to go once a week to the priest's house and we'd put on the old records of the old musicians and we'd play along and we'd find the tunes in the books. I was basically totally passionate about the pipes from age 13 on. Yeah. I'd be sitting in school staring at the teacher, but in my head I was playing tunes. So, I basically taught myself. But by the time I was 16, I was a master piper. You know, I had a full set of pipes. I could play the regulators. I could play everything. Yeah, so that's when I ended up in Ireland then for a good few years, from 1990 onwards. And we had a a very vibrant music scene. There was a bar there called the Lobby Bar, and they had gigs there several nights a week and sessions downstairs several nights a week. So it basically, it was the musicians' bar. It was just full of musicians and really high quality musicians. Really, it was the, when very young musicians, but very innovative. So quite a scene developed around that. Yeah, I was playing probably five sessions a week, and even back in, say, the 1990s, I was getting something like €70 a night back then, which you don't even get now. So I was single man or whatever, you know, I was well able to survive, and also I got the doll. So yeah, so that was the most of the 90s was spent like that. Drinking a lot of Guinness, playing tunes. It was just tunes. Just living for tunes. But I suppose then, you know, you get older, you end up in relationships, and that scene lasted a good while, though, a good few years, before we kind of all started going our separate ways. So so I ended up, well, I met my wife. I kind of didn't really like gigs, you know. I like sessions, I like a small, nice session, but I don't really like getting on stage. I don't like being in a group. I don't like microphones. And I just decided I'd rather be at home, working at home, than having to go out, you know, five nights a week, traveling home in the dark and all that kind of stuff. So, but I still wanted to be in music. And that's when I started making pipes, getting my hands down and dirty into craft work, and that suited me much better. So I did, yeah. I kind of more or less almost completely pulled away from Irish music commercially or whatever for maybe 10 years, and I hardly played at all. But what I did do in that time was I learnt the harp, which was a very interesting experience, because, well, first of all, I felt that there was a music inside me which I couldn't express on the pipes. There was something else, there was an older music, you know, a magical music. But what was crazy about it was I went from being a musically very advanced person to being a complete beginner. There's no, you know, going from strings, from woodwind to strings, there's nothing. And when you're young, you learn really fast. But when you're like 38, 40 years old, you haven't got that speed of learning. So my ego had to go down. You know, like, I had to realize I was shite, you know, at this. Yeah, and I was going to be shite for a long time. And I kind of still am shite. But it was interesting. It took me 10 years to learn the harp. I'm still learning the harp. We wanted to come to Brittany, but we couldn't afford to buy a house here. It's too expensive, and they were much cheaper down in the south. So I thought we'd go back to the south, it's fine. And then we did up the house for a few months, and then it burnt down. So all my instruments, all our worldly possessions, everything was gone. There was nothing. We didn't even have clothes, you know, absolutely nothing. And but it was a blessing, really, because it just gave us this chance to have a whole new start. So as soon as the actual insurance process was finished, we were going to Brittany, and that's why we're here. but it, you know, it's all worked out for the best. And but you know, all's well that ends well. Yeah, you know, so I'm happy, very happy here. I didn't know that the place was full of musicians. I had no idea. Just saw the house. That's great. It's fine. Bought the house, and then like I start like walking down the street here in Rostrum, and I go, "Hey, Brendan!" I'm like, "Who's that? Haven't seen you for 30 years." Oh well, and it's like, and then I find I knew everybody. Everybody knew me or whatever, and yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, very happy. I'm going to be making pipes again. I'm just setting up my workshop. It's taking a little bit of time, but yeah, I'm just, my intention is just to rest here in Brittany, make pipes, grow a lot of vegetables, keep chickens, play tunes.
Drink Guinness.
And drink Guinness, yes, yes. Take a sup of Guinness. The best session I've ever had in my life, oh my God. What would that be? I'll have to think about that for a minute. Do you know, there wouldn't be one session, but I would say that the times when I played with Niall Keegan and Niall Vallely and John Neville, who's a great guitar player from Cork, Padraig Kelleher would have been around as well at the time. There was a session which went on for years. It was like the eternal session. And it was always the best session. That's all I can tell you. It was like an entity. It changed slightly, but it was always the best session. It was never boring. It always started off full of intensity, and it never, the intensity level never dropped. It was full on, and that was a session for years. And I think of it as just one big, amazing session. So for me, it's that, you know, when the session is good, it's creating an atmosphere. It's pushing a kind of vibration out into the bar. And it doesn't matter whether the people can understand Irish music. It's just, if it's played well, they're just going to feel it. You know, I've always played pretty fast. And people were saying to me, "Oh, you're playing too fast, the people can't hear the tune." But I used to say, well, they can't hear the tune anyway. If they don't play Irish music, they can't hear the tune, really, whether you're playing it fast or slow. But what they can feel is the energy. And if you are putting the right energy into it, it comes out and they appreciate it. And it doesn't matter how fast you play, how slow you play, as long as the energy is true, you know, coming from the heart.
C'était J'ai tendu des cordes, une émission de Gab Faure pour Radio Crazy Braise. Aujourd'hui, à la rencontre de Brendan Wayne.